Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Denise, we are joined in the studio again today by our favorite master gardener, Jan Preterzelka. Welcome back, Jan.
Oh, thank you. I'm very honored as always. This is a fun thing to do.
Well, we're going to be talking about things we need to be doing in January. And there's a couple of really interesting events coming up that I think our listeners are going to want to put probably not necessarily in the back of their minds because it's coming up here really soon. The first one is the Home Gardening in El Paso class being presented by El Paso Community College. We've talked about this before on Good to Grow, but in case maybe listeners are just tuning in for the first time, maybe we should let them know a little bit more about these classes.
Yeah, definitely. This is the class that's definitely for the weekend warrior, those folks that probably wouldn't have enough time to do the traditional master gardener class and do the volunteer service. They can certainly carve out 7 Saturdays in the spring semester to learn all about gardening. They'll really get themselves a really great introduction to be able to be successful gardeners in El Paso. The class is taught at Valle Verde. It is run through the entire continuing education or personal enrichment courses that they do. So it's a non-credit class, but it is taught by a certified El Paso Master Gardener Pro class.
Including Jan Preterzelka.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I alternate with our longest sitting Master Gardener, Linda Dowdy Lane, and we take turns doing the herb and container gardening. Linda's on this semester, and that's a real treat for everybody, but I love doing it. And I'm excited to say that we have a buy 6, get 1 free. We've added an extra class this time. And our newest gardening specialist, Marianne McCravey, will be teaching an entomology course, so you get to learn all about bugs.
Who doesn't want to learn more about bugs?
Exactly.
We get calls all the time, right, on our live shows.
All the time.
We have this bug. I don't know what it is. It looks like this, but it's eating my plant. And probably it's not eating your plant. Maybe it's something else that's destroying your plant, and you're seeing the bug there. But this is a great class, hopefully to entice people to register for this Home Gardening in El Paso class. It begins on January 23rd, runs through the month of February with that bonus class being added on to the first Saturday in March. It's only 90 minutes of your time, 10:30 to noon on Saturday morning at the Valle Verde course. Registration, again, is ongoing. You can call the radio station here for information, and you can also go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org to find out more about this class. And so hopefully we'll get people excited, because the more people register in advance, it's a guarantee that the course will make.
Correct.
All right. One other event happening later this month, right at the end of the month on January 30th, rose lovers in El Paso are going to be excited that you guys are going to have a pruning demonstration at the Municipal Rose Garden.
The number one most popular garden plant of all time are roses. Everybody has some kind of connection to roses, whether they actively grow them in their own garden right now, or they have thoughts of growing up with grandmothers or mothers that had rose gardens. So it's a very, very personal rose, and it still continues to be popular. We always talk about vegetables and gardening and kids and all this other stuff, but it always goes back to roses. And we're so pleased and so proud to be able to have the Municipal Rose Garden in El Paso, run by the City Parks Department. We do a really great job with them, to be able to collaborate with them, to be able to bring that showpiece back to the citizens of El Paso. So right as we speak, the Master Gardeners are actually have a garden work day right now to prepare to prune those 1,400 roses. And and they do get a head start because there's so many roses to be able to do that. But they're ready for the demo at the end of the month to be able to show you how to be able to do the right technique to take that back to your home.
And Jan, tell us a little bit more about how the Master Gardeners are involved in the whole pruning demonstration here with at the Municipal Rose Garden.
Well, this is a huge time of the year. Typically for the home gardener, you probably would not start pruning your roses until early February. Valentine's, we always connect Valentine's with roses. But since we only have 1,460 roses to prune, we have to get started early. So we always start right after the 1st of January. We're out there every morning. This week, in fact, it'll be Monday through Saturday, I believe, from 9 to 12. It is chilly, and we invite the community to come out if you would like to come. And as Denise said, we will have this rose pruning demonstration on the 30th. But the community people are more than welcome to come and prune anytime that they would like. We'll teach you how. And it's extremely valuable to us because it is such a daunting task. We have lots and lots of roses to prune and not that many people to do it. There are some things, though, that you need to keep in mind. You want to bring your own equipment. We don't have a lot of extra equipment that's available at the Rose Garden, so you want to be sure and bring clean, sharp bypass pruners. We've talked about these before. They're the ones for the layperson that are curved, and that blade needs to be really sharp because you're going to be pruning lots and lots of roses. Also, if you have them, bring some lopping shears. It's like a bypass pruner on steroids. It's a little bit bigger. They have a longer handle, and it's great for larger canes. Bring your hat, your sunscreen, your water, and your best old jeans because and clothing, because they can be armed and dangerous. So they are kind of hard on your clothing. And we recommend layering this time of the year, especially because you start out and you're freezing and then all of a sudden you're going, oh, whoa, it's hot. And so you can kind of peel layers off. And then probably the most one of the most important things are some really sturdy leather gloves. If you're really, really serious about rose pruning, there are great rose pruning gloves that you can actually purchase online, and just go and Google that. And those are really worth the investment, especially if you have a lot at home. I use mine all the time, not just for roses, but many of our native plants too that are armed, as I call them. And so those are the things that you need to have.
And if you're kind of unsure of what kind of bypass pruners look like or the correct rose gloves, you can certainly go out to the rose demonstration that Saturday. What we master gardeners usually do is take small groups of people and they kind of take them over to a rose bed and they kind of show them the right technique and how much to remove off the canes and what to look for. And then they'll do some practice cuttings on there and then they'll turn around and give you the bypass pruners, because sometimes people are really hesitant to, like, do I cut too much, too little?
People are afraid to make that first cut.
Yeah, they are. Exactly. So the master gardeners turn around and then give them that opportunity. So they'll see it, they'll do it, and then as they take away, they'll also have handouts and some educational brochures to be able to guide them once they get back home. So depending on the number of people out there, we'll have several groups going on all throughout the Rose Garden giving those demonstrations. If you just have a question, just come up to the educational booth, ask your question, get your information, and then you can walk out. So not a lot of flowers at all to see in the Rose Garden right now, but a lot of really good pruning techniques.
And which will lead to a really great display.
Exactly.
In a few months' time.
It really will. And one of the great things to remember with roses, though it can be rather intimidating, they are one of the most forgiving plants on the planet. And we'll teach you when to prune, just real briefly. Your climbers, you don't want to prune those until after they bloom, because they generally bloom once a year. So we'll have all those marked. And those are the little things that we learned, the 3 D's of taking off dead, diseased, and damaged canes. And so it's really not hard at all. And I am living proof that you cannot kill roses unless you try really hard. But so that pruning really helps it be healthy.
That pruning demonstration is happening Saturday, January 30th at the Municipal Rose Garden. And when we get the complete information, we'll make sure to have it here at the radio station and on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And maybe a lot of people are seeing sort of gloomy conditions. It's raining. It's snowing. Is the sun going to come out today? It's cold. It's January, and people are thinking, why are they talking so much about gardening?
Right.
And so, Jen, you actually had a quote that sort of explains why we're talking about, why we need to start thinking about spring in January.
Exactly. I loved this. I stumbled on it on our own Facebook page. Anyone who thinks that gardening begins in the spring and ends in the fall is missing the best part of the year, for gardening begins in January with the dream.
So what are people dreaming about right now, Jen?
Oh, they're dreaming about sitting with a nice hot cup of coffee or tea or hot chocolate on their couch, wrapped up in a blanket, looking at seed catalogs and planning your garden. It's kind of like, you know, moving your furniture around in your house, and you want to decide, you know, what I want to plant, refresh yourself on the things that do the best in the spring. There's still time to plant things like snapdragons and pansies and alyssum, or wonderful cold weather plants. And, you know, if you look out in your garden right now, especially after our cold snap that we just had, things look pretty dreary. But not to worry, because it looks dead on the top, but there's a riot going on underneath. And
all
so
that
it's an
moisture
important time.
That we've had from El Nino has right. got to be nothing but beneficial for our landscapes.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
You know, I had 7 inches of snow in our significant event this past couple of weeks now. And I have garlic, and I also have some spinach and some radishes in my garden. And I thought, I'm not going to knock the snow off. I'm just going to let it do its thing.
Let it sit there.
And it took several days for it to melt, at least in the shady part of the garden. But they're there. They're alive. They made it through. They're wonderful. They're great, and they're going. So all of this moisture is really going to pay us back in dividends come springtime. You really want to make sure that we're going to have poppies, you know, and we're hopefully still looking to have some more continuous moisture. I see all these systems still coming into our forecast. So we're excited about that. And I think it's really one thing to be proactive in when it warms up, because it seems to happen all of a sudden. You want to make sure that you're prepared. I'm the person that likes to buy new seeds all the time. So I have like a stockpile of seeds that I like to go and look at. And then I always want to buy more because all those glossy, beautiful catalogs come in. So I really take the time to study and learn and check out a lot of great resources for you to be successful. So now's the time. And if you all have, you know, any questions, we're still available to answer those questions as well.
So I think if you have any, you know, wildflowers that you had that maybe had receded mm-hmm. over the spring or the summer or the fall, then I think you're probably going to see a huge explosion of that because of this winter moisture that we've had. Again,
absolutely.
Like you were saying,
yes.
the poppies are going to – but yes. I think we're also going to be seeing a lot of weeds too probably.
Yeah. No, we won't worry about the weeds now.
Let's keep the dream part, not the nightmare.
Exactly.
Let's keep the dream in focus.
Exactly.
And those poppies are going to be wonderful. I know in my own yard I have the California Reds. And I sowed one package about 4 years ago, and I'm going to have a sea of red poppies instead of my xeriscape. I'm going to have all these this beautiful red blossoms. And another thing to think about, too, as we get into January, you know, you think, well, it's a little early to be thinking about vegetables and stuff, but this is the time to start propagating your seeds at the end of January, the first part of February. You can do that indoors and follow your package directions and so forth and so on. And then they will be ready to set out in March. Because of our weather patterns, we're lucky enough that we can start them early and get them ready. So it's time to prepare that garden. Be sure and dig in that good compost and make sure it's good compost. Get your beds ready and so that on those warm days you can get out there and dig in the dirt a little bit.
Well, just a really quick note about irrigation. I mean, luckily we've had all this moisture in the region, so we probably haven't had to think too much about watering our trees or watering some of our other shrubbery or turf. So once the moisture sort of lets up, what's the irrigation plan for people during this cold weather month?
It really depends on where you live. It really depends also how much moisture you've gotten. It's not just the snow, it's also the rainfall. So think about that. But most importantly, also think about those winter pipes. It's still cold. You still really need to be aware of having a deep freeze. Mm-hmm. So think about that first. If everything else seems okay and your plants are starting to look a little water stressed and need some water, then go ahead and kick on that water. Prioritize your trees first, then your shrubs, and then your turf grass.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, but I think if our listeners have any questions about planning for their spring gardening, they can always call the Master Gardeners at 771-2354, 771-2354. And we want to thank you, Master Gardener Jan Peterzelka, for coming in and sitting in with us again today.
Oh, anytime, Norma. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
We also want to thank Evan Walsh and Lauren Terrazas for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.